Today's daf is Gittin daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah, the next topic of Takana discussed here in Gittin. So remember, the first couple of days we discussed various takanas mentioned in the first perek relating to what you collect from. That was the title that brought everything together. Different types of lands, Beninus, Ziburis, and Idis. Yesterday was the Aputrupis Day here in Dafyomi land, and by the time today we have Hezek She'eno Nikar. That is the topic on the agenda really for the next 2 days before Daf Nun Hey. We will get to new items, and then we get into the major Agadita of Maseches Gittin, the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa sugyas, and the other issues relating to the second Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Gamliel, Tein Liyavne V'Chachameha, and Vespasian. All of those are on the horizon over the next couple of days. Okay, so now let's get it to Nun Beis HaMabeis. The Mishnah tells us, HaMitamei V'HaMidameya V'HaMenasech. If somebody damages someone else, but in an non-Nikar way, it's not recognizable. Mitamei. Right, I make tame your taharos. Rashi says kagon truma. That's a good question. Why the Rishonim pick up? Why does he say dafka truma? What about other items? Maybe Bezer will talk about it in the Gemara. But hametame, if somebody's metame, so if you look at the item, there's nothing different. But we know there's something very different about it if it becomes tame. So if I'm metame my friend's property, my friend's food, v'hamedameya, or I make it meduma. Meduma is when I take truma and I put it, mix it in with chulin, and there's not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, and therefore the whole group, the whole bunch becomes meduma, and it has to be given to a kohen or sold to a kohen, except for the value of the truma shabo. A Yisrael cannot eat meduma. V'hamenaseh, it's somebody who does something related to nisa chamayim. We'll see in the Gemara, nisa chayayin, something related to the avodah zarah. Elements of Nisuch. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what Menasech means. So in all these cases, Beshogig Pater B'mezeg Chayiv. There's a chilek. If I did a Beshogig, I'm going to be Pater, B'mezeg going to be Chayiv. And whenever you have a halacha like that, the question is always to ask, what's the rule, what's the exception? And that's going to be the machlokes in the Gemara relating to our sukkah. We haven't had Medumen in a long time, so just to mention the Gruz take on Medumen in a totally different context. If you remember, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Menachas both say that they go through who wrote the last eight sukkim of the Torah. And we know that's a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, according to one version, whether Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, because after all, it says Moshe Rabbeinu died. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu have written that he died if he didn't die yet? Moshe could write something about the future, but he can't write something about the future in a way that it happened already. So it must be that Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. But the other daya holds that no, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah also, and that's what the Rama paskins. The Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim. Aye, how could he write Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem? Because he wrote it in a different way. He wrote it bidema. Wrote it bidema, that's what the Gemara says. He wrote it, what does that mean? In tears. That's what it sounds like. So, what does that mean? How does that help? The fact that he wrote it in tears. So some say, oh, it means he wrote it in tears and not in ink. So it was a ksav she'eno miskayim. That's difficult. You can't lie even in ksav she'eno miskayim, right? Mid vasheka tirchak, it says in Parshas Mishpatim. So, right, so what does that mean? So there are other opinions what exactly bidema means. He was crying when he wrote it. Okay. So what difference does that make? So the Vilna Gaon and the Kol Eliyahu says, no, a totally different shot, a bedema. And the roots of this are in some of the earlier Achronim. But says the Gra, we have another word, bedema, midume, right here, midameya. If I mix truma and chulin into one's chulin. So midume, we see, means mixed up. Dema, in that Gemara, maybe against Rashi. In me, or maybe he was crying because it was in this state, in the mixed up state. What does that mean? We know the Ramban writes in the Hakdama to the Torah that the Torah was created before the world was created, but originally it didn't say what we see. Didn't read as we read it. Bereishis bara Elokim, because nothing happened yet. It can't be that Yosef did this and Paro did this if nothing happened yet. So really, all the letters were put together, spelling out Shem Hashem, Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, he gave it already in its deciphered state where it says what we see, except for the last eight psukim. The last day Psukim Hashem gave to Moshe in its pristine Besula state where it hasn't been touched, so it didn't say yet, Vayamas Shah Moshe. Those words weren't made yet. And that's what it means. It was in its mixed up Meduma state, and that's why it wasn't a Sheker. That's what it means, Moshe Kosei Bedema. And he writes, Elu Ve'elu Devri Elukim Chayim. The whole Torah was given in its deciphered state already, but the last eight psukim were not. The last eight psukim were given to Moshe, and Moshe wrote it in its still mixed up state, and Yeshua ben Nun then was given the tools by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decipher it after Moshe Rabbeinu had already died. So that's what you see, Meduma, an unbelievable usage of the Gra in a totally different context, where the others say Dema means one thing, and he says maybe it means something else. Okay, so here we go, back to this case. Hametameh v'hametameh v'manaseh. So the chilek is shogeg and mason. Itmar, first the Gemara wants to figure out, what does Menaseh mean? What does Menaseh mean? Says the Gemara, Itmar, Menaseh, Rav Amar, Menaseh, Mamish. Rav says, it means actually pouring out. I take my friend's wine, and I pour it to Avodah Zarah. Menaseh, Mamish. Number one. As we know, so many halachas that were created, atu nisach hayayin. Nisach hayayin itself, that is actually aster daraisa. If I use something, abizrayu, not even abizrayu, tikroves, avodah zarah, a sacrifice, or mishamshe avodah zarah, all of those are aster bahana. So here, if I actually menaseh the wine, I have made it aser daraisa behana'a. Yes, we know there's a lot of extensions of the rule that Chazal made. Stam yenam, yayin shenaga bohem goy, extensions of yayin nesach. But Rav says, the Mishnah is talking about a case where I take my friend's wine and I pour it to Avodah Zarah. Menaseh mamish. Ushmuel amar no, me'arev. I take my wine and I mix it up with his wine. I have yayin nesach already. And I mix it up with his yayin kasher. Rashi ma'arev yayin esav yayin kasher shachaver v'asrabana. Right, that's the pashtus. Rashi on the first line menaseh mamish. He, for some reason, the Rishonim discuss, does not say, as I just said, pouring it. Rashi says shichshech biyado l'tocha l'shem avodah zarah. I mixed it up. I shook it around l'shem avodah zarah. Why don't you say what menaseh really means? Nisach usually means nisach hayayim. You pour it. Nisach hayayim. Nisach hamayim. That is a discussion in there that we showed it. But either way, you did an active activity l'shem the avodah zarah. Either way, these are the two. So the Gemara says, why does each one say like not like the other one? My time ma'arif, mandaber ma'arif. My time alomer menaseh. Why does the one ma'arif say what he says? Why does the Gemara ask that first? Because that's not the pashtus. The pashtus of the Mishnah is you actually did something menaseh. So why does the opinion that says ma'arif say what he says? Amar lecha menaseh kim lebedrabamine menaseh. If you pour the wine, l'shem avodah zarah, you're chayiv misa. You're chayiv misa, as the Gemara discusses at length in Elanaris, in the third parak in Ksubis, right? If you're chayiv misa, you're not going to pay anything. So what are you talking, getting on? Hezek sheno nikar, eno nikar, there's no hezek here. Kim le v'drabe mine, v'idach, and what would the other person who actually says menaseh, what would Rav answer? Kid Rabbi Yirmiya. No, Rabbi Yirmiya would say there's no kimle here. Why? Dom Rabbi Yirmiya, mishas hagba hu dekana, mischayev benafsha lo havi hashas nisuch. No, the rule of kimle v'drabe is that it has to be be'idna. It has to be the exact same moment. If I'm chayev mamon before I'm chayev misa, so then you don't say kimle, and here you took your friend's wine. At that moment, you are chayiv to pay back. You're a chayiv mishum geneva. And only when you do the nisach are you going to be chayiv misa in that case. So that's why the ma'arev man, that's why Shmuel does not say like Rav. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom. Mizaseh kimle b'drabe minei. Umitam, ask Tosfos for 1 minute. Even if you say kimle, is there a svara to say that the Rabbanon can make a takana to make you chayiv anyway? We're going to see. What's the reason for this? Let's say you say, we're foreshadowing already, but let's say you say, really you should be patur in this case, because hezek she'eino nikar, hezek that is not recognizable, is lav shmei hezek. You should be patur. So why did Chazal say that you're going to be chayiv? Because we don't want people going around and causing damage to their friend's property, even in an eino nikar way. Shelo ye kol echad v'echad holich. So ask Tosfos, maybe you could say that even if there's kimle. Why is that so difficult? According to the one who says Ma'ariv, you don't say Menaseh because of Kimlai. But what do you mean? Maybe you'd be Chayv anyway because of Shelo Yekel Echad Ve'Echad. Tosfos says, no, you wouldn't say that. If the Torah says you're Pater for Kimlai, the Rabbanan would not be Misakein that you'd be Chayiv because of this Takana. That's all Tosfos says without explaining it. Tosfos says, Umitam, Shelo Yehe Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Holeich Umitamei Taro Shel Chaveiro, Ein L'Chayvo. They wouldn't do that. To me, high time, although machavina leitvei ela kiilu who has a knikar. You're not going to make it more chomer than a regular has a knikar, and that would be potter for kimle b'drabamine. A regular hezek, so the Rabbanan aren't going to go out of their way to make it more, even more serious than a hezek nikar. What's the pshat? What's the depth of that halachas? I saw some of the achronim say maybe it's based on the Taz. Based on the Taz, we know Kimle Yamine is an explicit pasuk in Chumash. Two sources for Kimle. The Gemara quotes, why do you need two sources? Mishum Risha Achas at the Machaivo, right, the pasuk in Kiseitse, or the pasuk in Sefer Shmos by the Dmei Vlados. And, somebody damages the, wife and does not kill the pregnant woman and the babies, the Vlados are killed. As long as the woman does not die, so then they have to, man has to pay, but if not, there is a p'tur. So the two sources in the Torah for the different types of Kimlei. So it's a pasuk in Chumash that tells us Kimlei potters money. So what does the Taz say in Yeradeya Kuf Yud Zayin and in Arachayim Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? If the Torah says something mifurash, so then you can't just totally undermine that. Right, the context of the Taz is where the Torah says something that is mefurish leheter. The Rabbanan don't have the power to come and aser. So if the Torah says Kimle, you are putter. Specifically, there are limudim that say if there's a case of chiyav misa, then the Rabbanan cannot say there's a chiyav mamon. The Rabbanan don't have the power to override that. That's what the Tiv Gittin says. The Tiv Gittin says, here, there's a Beferish Pasik, Kimlai, so therefore, the Rabbanan will not be able to do it. Maybe that's the Svar of Tosis. It's a little difficult to say that, because the Rabbanan do have the power to do that. It's just not for eternally. The Rabbanan knock out Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out on Shabbos, because there are other times that the Pasik applies. So you can say the same thing about Kimlai. Kimlai applies always. This is the one case the Rabbanan will make a Takana. Shelo Yekal Echad Ve'Echad. But regular other cases of Kimlai, you wouldn't say that. So this is the suggestion. Maybe it's based on the Taz, but you know it's a little difficult to say that because the Taz is a sheet is used when it would never, the pasuk in the Torah would totally be thrown out that it would never apply. Like, you know, maybe we should say you don't do bris milah on Shabbos because gzeira you might come to carry the knife. Right? So no bris milah on Shabbos. But there's a pasuk in Chumash that says you do bris milah on Shabbos. There's a separate pasuk in Tazria. Uvayom ha-shmini afilu b'Shabbos. So if the Rabbanan say that, you would never do bris milah on Shabbos. But let's say, saying that you don't do, let's say the other example given, the question that Taz asked in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, maybe you should make a gzeira on Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow shofar because it's a musical instrument. And just like you have a gzeira by all the other chagim and Shabbos, you say that. No, but then you would never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You can't say that. You can't knock it out. So here too, this I don't understand fully because you might say that Kimlei applies in all the other types of Kimlei. But that's the suggestion, and it allows us to talk about the Taz for a minute, so it's all worthwhile. So that is that's Tosfos, and that's the Taz, maybe explaining Tosfos. Then Tosfos has another important line relating to Kimlei, quoting the Gemaras in Maseches Ksubis. Remember in Maseches Ksubis, the Gemara discussed that it could be even though we require be'idna, we require the chi of misa and the chi of mamon at the same moment, but sometimes we can be a little flexible. Sometimes we can have an extended action that is viewed as one long act. The Gemara speaks about there, if I shoot an arrow on Shabbos and it goes Dalet Amos, and I'm chayef for Dalet Amos versus Arabim. But in the way, in the middle, it went through somebody's clothesline and ripped somebody's shirt. So is that be'idna? So the Gemara says possibly yes. Because Akira Tzarech Hanacha. It's looked at one long extended action, and it is. It's the same moment. So as Tosfos, V'yim Tomar, continuing that Tosfos, L'Shmuel, Maishna, why is this case? What does Shmuel say here? Shmuel is the one that says Ma'arev. He says, it's Kimlei B'Drava Minei, and Rav has to answer, no, it's not Kimlei, but Shmuel says here that it is the same exact time. But what do you mean? Shmuel says this is Kimlei. How would Shmuel answer Rav's Taina? You picked it up. What, picking it up doesn't exactly always lead to doing Nisuch. So why would that be Kimlei? In the case that I just mentioned about shooting the arrow, the Gemara says there you can have an extended action because you can't retrieve your arrow after you shot it, or one is you can never have it put down hanacha without an akira. But if you're carrying something, so then the Gemara says you do split the actions. So how would Shmuel answer Rav's claim over here? How could you say it's right? How could he say So maybe if you say menasech, maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. You never picked it up. You shook it around. If that's what Rashi is referring to. Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says v'yesh lomar d'savar to two answers. D'savar Shmuel d'hagbad sorich nisuch hitfei. There's a stronger connection between the hagbah and the nisuch and geneva and eating chaylev, which is the context over there in Ksubis. Shmuel says, "Hagbat sarach nisach hitvei di yafshal nisach below hagbah." You can't pour the wine without lifting it up first. Avol hasam yafshal achila below hagbah. But there, as the Gemara says, you can bend down and eat without picking it up. You can bend down and eat your friend's property. But here, you can't pour the wine unless you pick it up. Number one, or number two suggests the Tosfos, and this is in the continuation of Tosfos on the next Amud, about the 10th line or so in the continuation. V'yod Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the time of the Shmuel. Afagav dagbal lav sarach nisachu. Even though it's not one long extended action. Afilu achi patur. Kivan da'ashas nisach lo mechayiv. Dekimle bedrabamine. Ashas agbal nami limiftar. Da'omar lo hareshal chalafanecha. Which we'll get to by the Shem on Amud Beis. Tosfos says, you're right, mitzad kimle, you should say it's not at the same moment. As you require the same moment. But then Tosfos says, because at the moment that you did the nisuch, you would be putter for that, where's the line? Kiva da'ashas nisuch, you're not going to be chayav for that moment, so you could put that back even on the earlier moment. Why? Because of this specific context of Harisha Chalfanecha. Because it's Hezek She'eno Nikar. And you can just give the item back. So, you're not going to be chayef for that. Harisha Chalfanecha. The item is still here. You didn't destroy it and damage it like ripping something. So there's different rules for Kimlei, according to Shmuel, because of this context of Hezek She'eno Nikar. Got to work out exactly the svara of Tosfos, but that's what he answers. So 2 days of Tosfos, is it a general Kimlei Chiddush, or is it specifically a Kimlei meeting, Harisha Chalf, Hezek She'eno Nikar Chiddush, which would make Shmuel different? Okay, either way, that's a little foray into Kimlei. Now let's get back to our sugya. Bottom line, Nun Beis Mabeis. So the Gemara explained already why Rav does not say like Shmuel. But what about the other way? Ulaman damer menasech, my time alo amar ma'arev. According to Shrav, why doesn't he say like Shmuel? After all, what's the answer? Because it says menasech. No, the answer is we've just explained that Shmuel has a svara. So why does he say what he says? Amar lecha, ma'arev hainu midameya. The same thing as midameya. Both of them, you mix something in to something that is mutter. You take something that's aser into something that's mutter. So why would I say that? Why would it be repeated? The idach, and what would Shmuel answer to that? No. Knasahu umi knasa lo yafinan. Each one is a knas. You look, see Rashi's girsa on the second skinny line. Knasa mi knasa lo yafinan. You don't learn one knas from another knas. Every knas is unique. It's not a rule. Every knas is a chiddush. It's arbitrary if it's a knas. And therefore, you can't learn mamona mi knasa, and you also cannot learn one knas from another knas, because every knas is unique. And that's why you'd have to have two mixture cases in the Mishnah. According to the opinion that says you would learn knas miknas. Who's that? Who's that manda amar? So Rashi says that's Rav. Rav says, manda miknas miknasa, hainu Rav. Who says menasech is menasech ma'amish? Because you don't need to say ma'arev, because once you have medameya, you also learn ma'arev. So according to the Rav, according to Rashi, you learn knas from knas. So what do you need both mentions for? So tzricha, ditana mitame, if you say only being mitame is in the Mishnah. So what are you being mitame? Each truma, hava minim shivtikam asala lagamre. If it's truma, I would have said maybe only truma you're going to be chayev in this case, because there you're totally ruining it. Why? Because once truma becomes tame, nobody can eat it. You can burn it, but nobody can eat it. So you're really ruining it. That's what you're going to be chayiv. Ve'i metame chulin. And if we're talking about being metame someone else's chulin, so then you're also going to be chayiv mishum da'aser ligrom tuma lechulin sheba Eretz Yisrael. You're spreading tuma in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't do that. Avo medameya emalo, but by medameya, when you're making something medume, it's still edible to kohanim. The Yisrael just has to sell it to kohanim, and you're not making it vadei tame. So you might have thought, baby midameya, you're not going to be chayiv. Emalo. The Yeshmina midameya, and if you say midameya, as mentioned, not the other ones, mishum deshriach, because it's common. Why? Because Rashi says people don't think it's so bad. You're not really doing anything so bad, because the kohanim can still eat it. You're not spreading truma, exactly for the same reasons that we said before. So maybe it's so common, and that's why the Rabbanan would be gozer here. Rashi, umilsa deshchiach avdi Rabbanan takanta. The Rabbanan takanta is by something that's common. Ava mitame delo shchiach emalo. But being mitame somebody's truma, who would do that? Terrible. Emalo, maybe we wouldn't make such a takana. And if you only had those two, mishum to lo kimle b'drabamine. There, because there's no kimle, of a menaseh to kimle b'drabamine emalo. But what about menaseh? Well, you might say kimle, kamashvalan kedra b'yirmiya. Kamashvalan, the chiddush is like Rabbi Yirmiya, where there is no kimle, because it is not be'idna, it's not at the same time. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll go back to the truma line, says the Gemara. Ulaha detani avuha derebi avin. Barishona hayu omrim. The Brisa says that originally they had a different order of the three in the Mishnah. Barishona hayu omrim hametame v'hamenasech. Right? We had one and three in our Mishnah, but they had it as one and two. Chazru lomar, then they even included af hamidameya. They included the midameya. Then call ani lamali. But what's the chiddush? Once you have the first two, what do you need midameya for? If it's in that order, so the Gemara says tricha, as we just explained. There's no issues of kimle there. Aval menasef to kimle b'drabamine emalo. That's why you have to have case number two to tell me that this isn't a case of kimle. You're making it aser bahana'a when it's menusach. Here, by tuma, it's not ruining it totally. Why? We just said you are ruining it totally earlier. No, a kohen can still use it at what's called hana'as kilui. They could use it for fire, for fuel, so maybe it's better than avodah zarah. Emalo, that's the first two. And if you only had those two, but not midameya, mishum de hefsid meruba. There, it's tremendous hefsid, and that's why we would make the person chayef. Ava midameya de hefsid muat, he just has to lose the amount of money that the truma cost. Emalo, tsricha, that's why you need all of these items. Okay, two ha'aris. Number one is the nitziv. The nitziv here in the Merome Sada has a crucial chiddush gadol, I think, that the nitziv says, why, when the Gemara earlier said, if you only had mitame truma, I might have thought, because there you're ruining it lagamre. Why doesn't the Gemara say, because there's an isser that you're violating. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, mishmeres trumosai, you have to be shomer on the kedusha of truma. Just like the shomer on the kedusha of kachim. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Vekasha tuva. Amai lo kamar, mishum de muzharin al zemen ha-torah, shene amar, v'ani nasati l'chaz mishmeres trumosai, v'chomer harbe al da'asar ligrom tuma l'chulim be'eretz Yisrael. Right, there's a much more fundamental reason. You can't be metame truma because you're violating an issur d'oraisa. Says the Netziv, velule de mistafina. Right, if I wouldn't be scared, you always know there's a big chiddush coming when an achron says lule de mistafina. If I wasn't be scared, hava amina di azhara zu lo nitna elo le kohanim. Wow, this mitzvah of shmiras truma is only on the kohanim. Dechziv, because what does the pasuk say? V'anihi neni nosein l'cha es mishmeres trumosai. Whoever has the ability to eat truma has the isser of violating the kedushas truma. Ukemo b'drasha dil l'cha l'hana ascha b'shtei trumos taharu tameya sharak l'kohanim v'chei b'shmirasan v'heima mitzuvin b'achilasan u'mitzuvin al taharasan shalo yatamu. Many examples you have Yisurim on the Kohanim. Kimo Bio Lakadish Kachim, Vishimush Vituma, Umeacha Shikra Truma Hema Bia Kohanim, Ain Bi Yisrael Afilu Ashara Midurabanan, Elakimo Gorim Tuma Lachulin. Unbelievable Chiddush, that's the Nitziv, the Isser, the Pasik, doesn't say this anywhere in Shas. right? It's based on a raya implicit. Why doesn't the Gemara here say? Just say, you're asked to be matame truma. The answer that it says is, you're not. Yisrael is not. Usser d'oraisa to be matame truma. It's just more of a more general, you know, usser ligrum truma. So it's gorim truma. But the kohanim have to guard it, so the isser of mishmer shumosai is only on kohanim and not on the not on Yisraelim. Related to this is that I don't think we mentioned before, but related to this is something we have mentioned before, and that's a tshuva in the Avne Miluim. At the end of Evne Ezer, the Ksos and the Avne Miluim discusses the principle of ein mevatlin isser lechatchila. Are you not allowed to be mevatel? Let's say I want my chicken soup to have a little thicker taste, so I'm going to put a drop of milk into my chicken soup, but less than 1/60, less than 1/60th. So it's going to be batel. It's still going to be kosher. Not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says in Shrumos, Ein Mevatlin Isra Lachachila. Bittul is a Din D'Araisa. Learned out from Achrei Ravim Lahatos. Right? The Din D'Araisa. And the Poskim say, the Pischei Tshuva, quotes Achronim, in Yaradeya, if I don't rely on Bittul, Chayshina Shema Apikarasu. Because that's the way the Torah Shavah Peh interprets. Bittul is Bittul. But you can't do that Lachachila. I can't cause Bittul, says the, but what level of Aveira is that, if I cause Bittul? So most assume it's an Isser Durabanan. Rov Rishonim assume it's a Durabanan. There's one Rivid in his little kuntris, the Isser Masha, who holds that it's Daraisa. But we assume it's Durabanan, says the Avnei Miluim, except for one. There's one time that Eim Avatlan Isser L'Chadchila is an Isser Daraisa, and that is Truma. If I'm Mevatel Truma in Chulin, with enough to be Mevatel, you need more than 60 to be Mevatel Truma, the 1 to 100, and then some things even need 1 to 200. But says the Avne Miluim, the Mavata Trum is in Issa Daraisa. Based on this pasuk of Mishperes Trumosai. Nyir Laniyaz Daiti. The Hacham in Atorah Asur, Mishub Danu Mishar and Ala Truma. So he's going against the Nitziv. The Nitziv said it's only on Kohanim. Here, that's a big Kiddush. That's not the Pashtus. Says the Ksos. The Anu Musharan ala Truma. Shalom Nafsi Dena. Kiddich Siv. Ushmar Temes. Mishperes Trumosai. Ugitz Nitzan. Verches de Trumas. We have to know Mishnayos and Shumas also, even though there's no Gemara on it. We have to know Shas, Kol HaTorah Kula. Umina Torah Tzarech Shimur, Shelo Nafsi Truma, Vika Kazav HaRambam, Ukeshe Mevata Truma B'Tochulin, Hare Nefach HaIsser LaHeter, V'Naseh Mitruma Chulin, Ta'achre Rabbim Lahatos. If I'm a vatalit, ukimivur vahavile ma'abid hatruma biadayim kishem vatla barov chulin desu leka katruma vatara amar ushmarta mishperes trumosai. I'm doing something to remove the status, and therefore says the Avnei Miluim to ruin truma. Every bana beis hamigdash, these halachas should be lamaisa, right? That is an iser daraisa. Timim mavatal truma biadayim, timim mavatal even in chulin. So that's the machlokes. Achronim is the Nitziv really coming up with a chiddush based on the diuk from our Gemara. Okay, here we go. Omer Chizkiah. Now we have a major machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Over the next 2 days, this is what we discussed. We touched on this earlier in the fourth parak where it came up, but we said we'll come back to it. And here we are, Baruch Hashem. Omar Chizkiah Dvar Torah, Echad Shogeg V'Echad Mezid Chayiv. Chizkiah says, on a Daraisa level, in this case, I'm Chayiv. My Taima, Hezek Sheino Nikar, Shmei Hezek. Even if Hezek is not recognizable, it's still called Hezek in Halacha. Hezek Sheino Nikar, Shmei Hezek. It's fascinating to always think about a Machlokes. Which would I have said without knowing? Logically, based on everything else I know in the Torah, what would I have said? It's a tough one. It's a tough one to figure out exactly what would I have said. They both have Chidushim and they both have Svara. So either way, the Chizkiah says, Hezek Shedonikar Shmei Hezek. Uma tam amru b'shogeg pater. So if Hezek Shedonikar is Chayiv, so why? If I damage b'shogeg, I'm Chayiv. Right? Adam muvah olam. Bein shogeg, bein mezeb. So here, why by Hezek Shedonikar or by pater? Kedesha yodio. We want you to tell the guy what happened, right? If you mistakenly dropped your dead sheretz on his truma, if you're going to have to pay for it, you're just not going to say anything. And then he's going to end up eating tamei truma. So you know what? If it was b'shogeg, we say you're pater, so that you'll go tell him. Well, you'll go tell him so he won't be nichshal in tuma or whatever it is. So the Gemara, and what? And we would believe you, pashtus. The Achronim discuss here. If there is something that is tahar, and I come over to you and say it's tamei, do I have that power? Eidach anema, it sounds like that way from our Gemara. Is there anything called a cheskas heter or a cheskas tahar? Sounds like from this Gemara that an eid echad would be able to override a cheskas heter. Right? The other way, there's a big discussion we had on the first daf in Gittin, right? Is Eid Echanem and Bisurin even against Cheskas Ister? And Davar Shebe Erva, we had that discussion in Rashi and Tosfos on the Beis Mabeis. But here, it's the opposite. There's a Cheskas Heter. There's a Cheskas Tar. And the Gemara sounds like this one guy will come on and say, you know, I'm sorry, but I put an insect on your truma. What? Thousands of dollars of truma. I don't believe you. Does he have Nemanis? Sounds like he has Nemanis. Kadesha Yodio. So that he would let him know. Amazing. Ihachi says the Gemara. One second. If you're so nervous and you're saying he should be Pater, so that he tells him, Afilu b'mezenami. Even if he did it b'mezid, we would want him to tell him. So why don't we say Pater there too? So the Gemara says no. Hashter la azuke kamachaved. Oduye lo medalai. He wants to cause him problems. He b'mezid did it. So of course he's going to tell him. That's the whole point of what he's trying to do. He's trying to damage him. He wants him to know about the damage. So therefore, we don't need the takana in that way. That's all Chizkiyah. V'Reb Yochanan Amar, Dvar Torah Echad Shekel V'Echad Mezid Patur. Reb Yochanan said, no. Patur Me'ikar Hadin. My Taima Hezek Shino Nikar Lo Shvei Hezek. Really? If it's Hezek Shino Nikar, you're not going to be Chayef. We'll talk again more of what that is, but in a second. Umatama Reb Mezid Chayef. So if you're really Patur, so then why did the Rabbanan say that you're chayiv? B'mezid, shelo yehei, kol echad ve'echad, holechu metamit, arosav shel chaveiro, v'yomer paterani, because we need this takana, instead of people just going around and being metame, and they're going to be pater, so therefore, we need this takana. There is major discussions about our sugya. Let's just take it two or three points. Number one, what exactly does it mean, eno nikar? What is not nikar? How do you define that? So Rashi right here. Rashi says, what does Eino Nikar mean? Hezek Sheino Nikar, Rashi says, Kigon Hani Demas Nisan, Shelo Nishtanu Mikamos Shahayu. Rashi's focused on the object, on the Chefsa. It has not changed. You look at it, it looks like the same object. It has not changed. That is Rashi Shita, and that is what the Rambam says also. In Ilchus Chovel, the Rambam's focus is on the item that it has not changed from what it was. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos, in Ilchos Chovel Omazik. Good. But not everyone agrees to that. Let me just see if I can find the Rambam. No, just looking here in the Achronim. That's the Rambam Shita and Rashi. But if you look in the Tosfos, Tosfos in Bava Basra, the base, we quoted this back in when we discussed this in the fourth Perek. Tosfos has a focus of no, it's not a question of the Chefsa being changed, but the question is it the Maisa Hezek clear that it was a Maisa Hezek or not? Why? What's the difference? Tosfos, the beginning of Bava Basra says, what happens if you see the fruits and vegetables of Truma, were they wet when you made them Tameh or not? Because if they weren't wet, then maybe they were not Hukshar L'Kabal Tumah, and therefore it's not Tameh. But Tosfos sounds like, if they would be wet, so then that would be Hezek Nikar. What do you mean Hezek Nikar? The item looks like the same item. The answer is no. That Tosfos has a different definition. It's focused more on the Maisa Hezek. So is a Nikar. If you look in the Kutches Eshiurim of Gusman in the first piece in Baba Kama, that's how he formulates it. V'yeshle histapek im ha'halacha dehezek sheino nikar hakavana shu chisaron b'shem mazik. He doesn't have it as a Maisa versus Chefsa, but as Gavra versus Chefsa. Is this person a mazik? The mazik ba'ofan she'ena hezek nikar ain't a love shem mazik, or mitzad the mazik, it's fine. He is a mazik, but the chefetz ha. Nizak is not a chayfet hanizak. The shei gam mazik sheino nikar shei mazik alav. The kol achisaron deino nikar ella b'shem hezek. Right, it's the hezek. And I think this is the machlokas between Rashi and the others. All right, here's the lashon of the Rambam. Hamazik mamon chaveiro hezek sheino nikar hoa velo nishtane hadavar velo nifsida tsuraso harei zepatim natashlum in din Torah. Right, again, the focus on the item not being changed. So this is two. But then he has a beautiful third suggestion, based on the Meiri earlier back in the fourth parak, where he says Hezek possibly is defined. How do you define Hezek? Do you define it in Choshen Mishpat terms or in Yoredeya terms? That's his formulation. Meaning, if you would go over to an average non-Jew on the street after you were Matami, somebody's Taros, and say, were these damaged? And he would say, no, of course not. Why do we say it's damaged? Not because of Hilchus Choshen Mishpat, but because of Hilchus Mitzvos. Because of Hilchus, not the right thing to do. but not choshe mishpat. Maybe paying for damage is, it might be usur. There might be an isser of hezek, even if you don't have to pay. Not everything that is, you know, something might be usur, even if I'm not chayef to pay for something. You have that chilek. But suggests Rav Guzman, maybe that's the manda amar of hezek sheno nikar lo shmei hezek. You know why? Because payments in the world of hezek and halacha go by what's called hezek in choshe mishpat, in any other monetary law. But spiritual type of hezek, you know, that would not, that would be enough for averis and mitzvos, but it wouldn't be enough for chiyuve tashlumin. That's his suggestion based on the Meiri on daf mem. And to read you the Rav Guzman's lashon, im hezek tali b'dine iser v'heter o mitzvah satora v'dine mamnis v'nezikin lachud v'dine isurim u'mitzvos lachud u'parshas nezikin lo nemra ela b'makon shebelo dine ha'iser gamken yeshno nezak v'dine mamnis lachud shein dine ben adam lachavero. And therefore, it's very different, and that's why you would say. Again, he's not saying you're a great tzaddik if you do this, right? It's still usur, and whatever the source for the isur of hezek is. But in terms of payment, that's what you might say. One other ha'ara, and that is, whenever we discuss hezek sheino nikar, there are three overlapping sugyas. It's always important to know, as we like to mention, the sugyas that always have to be looked at one in light of the other. Like we had a couple of days ago. Breira, Asmachta, right, and Tanai. Those three are always have to be looked at because they overlap. So here's the next three. Hezek sheino nikar and Dover Hagorim Lamamon, which is cases where I have something of yours that's not worth anything, but if I lose it, I'm going to have to pay you for it. We'll get to cases like that in Amud Beis. And Garmi, which is damaging somebody also in a way that is lacking something in its direct nature. I smash something of yours, that's Maisa Hezek Yashir. Garmi, the Gemara talks about, let's say I have a shtar that says that Reuven owes you money, and I burn up the shtar. Did I damage you? I damaged your raya. I didn't damage your property. I mean, I have to pay for the paper, but I have to damage something. Or let's say I sell you a shtar that says that Reuven owes me money. And I sell it to you. So now Reuven's going to pay you. And then I'm mochel the shtar. So that's called garmi. That's somewhere in between grama and maisa yashir. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntras, printed in Nezikin, in the Chiddush Ramban al Hashas, kuntras dinat garmi, where he goes through, it's a fascinating read, he goes through every case in Shas, through Baba Kama and Baba Basra, is this grama, is this garmi, why is it garmi, why is it grama, why is it direct, why is it chay misa bidei, why is it chay bidei shamayim, why is it chay bidei adam, all the cases. So this is one of the cases that's discussed. So, fine, it has a chenonikar, but maybe it's at least garmi. Maybe you should be chayef for that. That's what the Ramban asks right here. Maybe it's garmi, so he says no. Maybe it's called nikar. You know, how do you work it out? Okay, either way, those are the three topics to always keep in mind together. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, so now we have Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. So now, says the Gemara, Tanan, let's try to prove who's right. Tanan says the Mishnah later on in our parak, coming up by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, Hakonim Shebiglu B'Mikdash. If a Kohen, you give the Kohen a karban, and he does pigle, he's mefagel. He does the avoda, thinking that he's going to do the zrika or the achila, la'achar zmano. Pigle, we know, there's a chi of curries to eat pigle. But then there's many, many dafim in Zvachim and Menachas, all about pigle. But what about the Kohen? So the Kohen that's mefagel the karban, he ruins the karban. Mezidim, if he's mefagel but mezid, what does mezid mean? Rashi says, he knows that it becomes pasul if he does this chayavin. Then he's chayav to pay. He's chayav to pay for the karban. And v'tani ala, and the brisa says, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. That's tikkun ha'olam, meaning mi ikara that he doesn't have to pay. It's only tikkun ha'olam. Says the Gemara, why not? V'yamin hezek shino nikar shmei hezek. If hezek shino nikar is shmei hezek, so why should it be tikkun ha'olam? Hai shogin peturin mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Hai shogin peturin mipnei tikkun ha'olam. You shouldn't say, the Mishnah shouldn't say, you're chayav b'mezid mipnei tikkun ha'olam. It should be that you're putter b'shogig mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Right? Because you're chayiv me'ikar hadin. So why here does it sound like that the chayiv is mipnei tikkun ha'olam? So the Gemara says, you're right. Change it. Says the Gemara, hachinami kamar, that's what's meant. Mezidin chayavin hashogim b'turin mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Okay. Rashi does note here also that he has to pay, the coin has to pay no matter what type of carbon it is. If it's an obligatory carbon, then for sure. Because now I have to bring a different carbon, you amazik me. But what if it was a voluntary carbon? So what did the Kohen ruin? I owe nothing. No, you still ruined my connection to God. You still ruined what I was trying to do. See Rashi's beautiful lashon? Inami, nidavahi, even if it's a nidava, kasha be'enav, shelo hikrav karbano. It still gives me pain. Shaharei lahavi doron umavakesh. I'm coming to bring a doron, to bring a present to Hashem. Look what you did. You're right, I don't owe. But it's still damaging to me. And therefore, you have to pay. Good. So, we tried the Mishnah in Gittin. In from a Kachim context. Now we get into a Taurus context. Masiv Rabbi Lazar says the Brisa, Ha'ose malacha b'mechatas u'b'paras chatas. Somebody has a paraduma. Or somebody has water that's going to be used in the paraduma process with the sprinkling. And I do malacha with it, which passels it. Right? It can't be asher lo ala aleha. Oh, we had back in Sota. The water can't have malacha done, and the cow can't have malacha done. So pater midini adam achayv dini shamayim. Again, you have that chilek, pater midini adam. Says the Gemara, v'yamer hezek shiro nikar shmei hezek midini adam nami lechayiv. But if you say hezek shiro nikar shmei hezek, you should be chayiv. Bidini adam. It's called hezek. Answer, who most of love, whom a farik law, says Rabbi Lazar, he answered his own question. It must be, you know why you're pater in this case? It's not just hezek shiro nikar. It's even less. Para shehichnisa l'rivka amanasha tino fetidosh. What you did was you put the paraduma in the barn with all the other cows, and it's a baby cow, baby calf, that you sent in to suckle from the mother, which would not be a problem. But you also had a little bit in mind that it should thresh the straw that's on the floor. So it's not clear from your action that it's a maisatzik anyway. So the Rishonim explain, Rashi says, because part of this action to be called a hezek has to do with your kavana, so that's called grama. That's called grama. That's not called hezek she'eno nikar. That's not on the level of hezek, and that's why you're going to be pater. That's why you're going to be pater. It's less than hezek she'eno nikar. Just parenthetically, nowhere in Shas does Rashi, is Rashi machalik between grama and gar, and, the Rambam doesn't have a chalik between grama and garmi. Rashi questioned what he says. I should take that back. But the Rambam doesn't have such a chalik. Question is, how does he hold of it? But here Rashi is being machalik between grama and hezek she'eno nikar. Right, that's what Rashi says on the bottom. Grama benizakin is pater. Even if you say hezek sheino nikar is going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, mechatas, and what's the mechatas kavana? Sheshakal ben mishkolos, right, you use it as a weight on a scale. So, if you just use it as a weight, if you meant to use it as a weight, then you're going to be chayiv. But if you just put something down, you're not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, v'yamar rava, how is that a ukimta for the case of the water? V'yamar rava, mechatas, sheshakal ben mishkolos ksheira. What do you mean, even if you used it, says the Gemara? If you use the mechatas for a weight, it's going to be kosher. So what's the whole discussion? Lo kasha habegufan habekinegdan. No, when did Rava say that if you use mishkolos as kosher, if the water of the mechatas is on one side of the scale, and you put something else on the other side of the scale. But what happens if you do, as Rashi explains here, displacement? You want to weigh something by putting it into the water, seeing how much water comes out, and in that way you'll know, based on the volume, based on the weight, exactly. So that's a problem. That's in the goof of the water, that passels. Says the Gemara, Bigufan, if that's what you were talking about, Maisaka Ovid Bahu, that's an actual action. Of course you're going to be chayev for that. V'hezek shino nikash v'hezek b'dini adam nami l'chayev. If you're saying that the Brisa is talking about begufan, putting it actually in the water, then we're back to our original question. That's hezek sheino nikar shvei hezek. That's not just grama. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela idvi pikinegdan. No, you didn't put anything in the water. Both of them are where you put it on the other side of the scale. Velo kasha hada asachadaite hada lo asachadaite. The question is, did you have a hesachadas from being shomer on the paraduma items? We know there's a special din. You can't have any hesachadas from the paraduma and the mechatas. So that's the chilek here. If you had a hesachadas, that passels it. If you didn't, then it is still kosher. Good. Masav Rav Papa, next try in this sugya. Masav Rav Papa. So here's where we get to what we said before of Davar HaGorim L'Mamon. Gazal Matveya V'Nifsa. What if I stole money and then the government change the currency, and the money that I stole is worthless. Truma v'nitmes. Or I stole truma, and it became tame, totally not in my control. Chametz v'avar lava pesach. In all these cases, omer lo, the ganav could say, harisha chalafanecha. Here's your item back. As long as I have the same item, as long as I have the money, the coins, the actual coins, or the food, I could just give it back. The E Amrit says the Gemara, wait a minute. But you damage, no? The Amrit Hezek Shionikar Shmei Hezek, Hai Gazlanu. This is a Gazlan of Mamona Ma'alma Boy Shalume. Right? What do you mean? It's Hezek Sheino Nikar. So Tiyufta, so that is a strong Kasha, which we don't have an answer to. Tosis is bothered. What do you mean it's a strong Kasha? There's such a difference. You didn't Mazik there. It happened by itself. Says Tosis, what is the Gemara talking about? Right? By the you stole it, and then how did it get damaged? Memela. That's Hezek Sheino Nikar, and that's a Tiyufta. That's a bomb Kasha. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. Tema hechi medame yacha de memela lemetame biyadayim. So Tosfos answers. Skip a couple of lines. Veyesh lomar de kivan sheino hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek. If you hold hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek, imkein chashev lekiluhu nikar. So hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek means it's as if it's nikar. If that's true, then your item that you stole went through a shinui. And once there's a shinui in the hands of a gazlan, shinui konen, you can't give it back. That's what Tosfos says. You have to add in a couple of extra lines here. You have to add in a couple of baba kama lines. If you hold hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek, so it's as if it is recognizable. Memela, it was nishtane. So how could you give it back? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is adding in a couple of baba kama lines. It's not kein shagazal. You can't say areishal chalfanecha according to the manda amar of hezek sheino nikar. Good. There's a chashuk echemen on that line, but let's just continue a little more, and then we'll mention it. So says the Gemara lema ketanoi. Maybe it's really a machlokas tanoim, our issue, not just chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, but it's based on the tanoim as follows. Hamitame, meaning a machlokas relating to our Mishnah. Hamitame, v'amadamea, v'haminasech, echad shogav, echad mezid, chayiv div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says chayiv. Even shogig. Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'shogig patim, v'mezid chayiv. So my law baka miflagi, isn't this the machlokas? The Mar Savar Remeir holds Hezek Sheino Nikar Shmei Hezek, and that's why you're chayef totally. Omar Savar Lo Shmei Hezek, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's Lo Shmei Hezek. You're only going to be chayef bemezid because of the takana. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, you don't have to say that. Tekulei Alma Hezek Sheino Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. Maybe it's not Hezek, even according to Rabbi Meir. I just wanted Rabbi Meir say what he says. Vehacha v'kansu shogi got to mezik miflagi. Everybody agrees you should be punted totally. And we say, Mezid is chayiv because shelo yeh kalechad ve'echad holech. What about shogeg? Well, are you gozer? Shogeg atu mezid. Damar savar kansu shogeg atu mezid. The mayor says you make that shogeg atu, even though, as Rashi explains, even the mezid is a takana. And now we're being gozer shogeg atu mezid. Okay, that's the chiddush. Umar savar lo kansu shogeg atu mezid. And the other opinion says, no, we don't make such an extension. Period. Okay, a little more. I just want to get in that chashuk yechem before we finish. Verami derbi meir adderbi meir verami derbi yuda derbi yuda. Okay, you explained, but I think there's a stira. There's a stira within Rabbi Meir and within Rabbi Yehuda regarding whether your gozer shogeg atu mezid. Titania, the Braisa says regarding the important sugya of Maisa Shabbos, of a Jew doing malacha on Shabbos, am I allowed to get benefit or not? Hamavashal b'Shabbes, but it applies to all malachas. Hamavashal b'Shabbes, b'shogig yochal b'mezid lo yochal div Rabbi Meir b'shogig I could eat it b'mezid not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogig yochal amotzi Shabbos b'shogig I need amotzi Shabbos b'mezid lo yochal alamis b'mezid never. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer the third shita b'shogig yeachel. B'shogi, you could never eat it. The person who did it, but only for others on Motzi Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal alamis lo lovelo lachirim. B'mezid he can never eat. But what do you see from here? Rabbi Meir earlier was gozer shogigatu mezid. And here, Rabbi Meir says, b'shogi yochal even on Shabbos. He's not gozer shogigatu mezid. And Rabbi Yehuda does the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only eat it even shogig on Motzi Shabbos. So kasha de remeir ad remeir, kasha de Yehuda ad Yehuda. It's a steer in both of them. Whether you're gozer shogeg atu mezid, de Rabbi Meir ad remeir lo kasha. Rabbi Meir doesn't have a distinction. Why? Why in the case of Hezek is he say yes gzeira shogeg atu mezid, and in the case of Maizer Shabbos he's not ki kanis bidrabanan. He's only gozer bidrabanan, meaning in the first Brisa, where we said everybody holds Hezek Sheino Nikar, lo shmei Hezek, so the chiyuv is only drabanan. So there, he has to give the din and drabanan extra strength. So there, he goes there, shogeg atu mezid. Bidaraisa lo kanis, but by Maisa Shabbos, you did an Issa Daraisa. Of cooking on Shabbos, he's not goes there. I v'ham menasech daraisa uvekakanis. In the first Brisa, nisach hayayin is daraisa. Mishum chumer davodas kochavim kaneslei. But because of the chumer davodas kochavim, he's kone. So that explains Rabbi Meir Shita. The opposite. He's not kones midrabanan. They don't need extra chizik midaraisa. It's very chamer, so he is kones. Iva menasek daraisa velo kones. Menasek is daraisa and he's not kones. Mishum chumer davaris kochavim mivdal bedili minei. The exact opposite svaris. Right? Is it more of a reason to be kones by drabanans or daraises? And if something is very chamor, does it deserve a knas? Or do people stay away from it anyway, so it does not deserve a knas? Period. We'll stop there. Just to finish, again, the Sugya Maisa Shabbos is huge. If you want a beautiful summary of it, if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in the new Shmir Shabbos, in the beginning of the volume, in the Klalim, in Simen Lamed Daled, he goes through exactly Maisa Shabbos, a Jew, a non-Jew. Daraisa, Darabanan, Mezid Shogig. Every permutation, when is Maisa Shabbos from the most Chamer to the most Kal. The Chashuk Yechemin here discussing Arei Shalach Alfanecha, this is also in, I think we mentioned this at some point in past Masechtas, he says, you're in a hotel, and you open the fridge in the room, and there's drinks there. So you're thirsty, so you take one of the drinks. So some hotels charge you, you know, there's some type of mechanism that they notice, right, when you take it out. But what if not? What if not? They just check it when you leave and see what's there. So this guy took a drink. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. He was thirsty. See when? He took a bottle of water. So what did he do? He was a chacham. So he went to the makola down the street, got the same exact type of bottle of water, came back to the hotel and put it back in the fridge. Is that okay? They have it. Harei shechol fanecha. Does he have to pay? It's much cheaper in the makola, in the hotel. You have to pay more for it. Chashuk Echemet says that's not harei shechol fanecha. They put it there and charge much more because it's the convenience of having it in your hotel room, right? You can't just say Harei Shechol Fanecha. It's very different. You're paying for the service, and it's different stores. You could choose to go to whatever store you want, but you can't take from a cheaper store and bring it to the more expensive store. You would not say Harei Shechol Fanecha in that case. You know, that is, the hotel has a, if you do, then you're ganef, right? The hotel has all the rights to charge whatever they want, then it's your choice whether to take the water or not. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.